Conor Pope, good afternoon.
I don't get that, Ray. I'm terribly sorry.
No, lecha is the Irish word for porridge.
Yeah, see, I got a D in Pass Irish in my leading cert, and I think that's showing right now.
No, I'd, yeah, I'd say very few. I don't know if anybody got that anyway, but well done, Bob.
Fair play to him.
The award is in the post. Pricewatch at RG.ie. Conor Pope is here to help you with all your consumer issues. Are you watching The Traitors, Yar?
I'm not, Ray. I made a terrible mistake, right?
Yeah.
Because I forgot to watch the first episode, and then I said, you know what, I'll catch it up on Player. And I stupidly, and this is entirely my mistake, I hadn't realised it was like four episodes a week.
Three episodes
or whatever. Yeah. I just thought it was once on every Sunday. And then I figured I'd catch up on the Player. And then by the time I started to catch up on the Player, I was about 12 episodes behind.
There's only 12 episodes.
Okay, well, I was exaggerating for comic effect. The bottom line is, I really still want to catch up on it. I've been avoiding. I know there's some character in it called Podgy.
Yeah.
But that's all I know about it. Yeah. And I'm still not giving up hope on catching it up on the Player.
Yeah. 687,000 people watched it last night.
Yeah, they're all right and I'm wrong. And
I'm not
joking. Right. I wish I was watching it. It does sound absolutely brilliant. And everybody I talk to is raving about it.
Great. So, Pricewatch at RT.ie. Dear Conor, having taken on board all the advice regarding switching energy providers, which you do on a regular basis, I did all the research and decided that a Bord Gáis fixed dual fuel contract was best for my household. I signed up and received a welcome message on the 19th of August. Then on the 12th of September, I received notice of an electricity price increase for all customers, including dual fuel customers. I was told this was the first increase in some years, but this is irrelevant to me. I've queried this with Bord Gáis, stating that I was on a fixed contract and said I was not advised in August of an impending price rise. The customer service official I spoke to told me that I should have been told it was a variable rate contract. Please help.
Yeah, now most contracts, in fact, that customers are issued domestic energy contracts are variable rate contracts. So a couple of different elements to this. First off, this listener says they weren't told that there was a price hike imminent. Like, you can't expect any company to make that kind of announcement to their customers considering switching in advance, because all of these price hike announcements or these price decrease announcements are very well orchestrated within the company. So they're not going to announce it in advance to individual customers. So I think you can't expect that to happen. The bottom line here is that, like, the domestic energy contracts tend to be variable. That means that in times past, if a company announced a significant price hike in the middle of your contract, you would be able to exit the contract because they had effectively changed the terms and conditions. So you'd be able to, if you sign up for a year-long contract and they increase the prices during the year, you'd be able to leave and move to another company. And typically that used to happen an awful lot with mobile phone companies. And that's one of the reasons why the mobile phone companies have announced in recent years that every year in April, they'll be increasing their prices by a certain percentage plus the consumer price index inflation rate. So that means that if they change their prices, you have no right to switch in the middle of a two-year contract. So that's just one thing. So this person can't switch, and that's typically the way it is for domestic energy contracts. They are allowed to modify their prices over the course of a year for the very simple reason that prices are the prices of energy on global markets can fluctuate wildly, and you can't tie a customer to a certain price if the prices go up by 30, 40, 50% on global markets. So that's the first thing I'd say. The next thing I'd say is that despite the fact that it is irritating for this person that they switch to a new company and the company then increase their prices, they are probably still better off than they would have been. Now, let me just give you an example. I'm going to do it in round sums for the sake of maths. Let's say the standard unit rate over the course of a year for a customer was €1,000. And then they switched to another company, doesn't matter what the company was, and they got a 20% discount, which is €200. So the cost of their energy over the course of the next 12 months is €800. If they're hit with a 10% price increase immediately after that, they're going to be paying €880, which is still significantly less than had they not switched company. And it's considerably less than if they had, when you factor in the price increase of the 10% on 1,000. So instead of paying a potential €1,100 a month, they're paying €880 a month. Still paying less. It's irritating for them, but they are still in a better financial position by switching from company A to company B. And the bottom line here is right now we're seeing price increases when it comes to electricity, although not increases when it comes to gas. That could change 6 months down the road or 8 months down the road or whatever. And so they might benefit from price decreases. They're probably not going to, let's be realistic. But the bottom line is there's not much that can be done for them because that's just the way of the world when it comes to domestic energy pricing.
So, Conor, they were mistaken when they thought they were on a fixed contract.
Yes, I don't have the specific details, yeah. But they just didn't send me the account. But the company is, my understanding is that more often than not, the vast majority of cases, the company is within their rights to change the prices midstream.
Okay. And for all the reasons outlined by you, they're unlikely to offer a fixed contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That might be some consolation for you listening to Conor there do the maths for you. Dear Conor, I have had two pieces of tech gone missing from a courier company in the last 6 weeks. Both items were marked delivered, but were not received by me. It's bad enough with my items going missing, but the main problem is getting in touch with the company to follow up the whereabouts of the goods afterwards. They have an email service which only responds with auto reply and no follow up after that. I've sent 6 emails. They also do a live chat, which I have used 3 times, but promised phone contact from these have come to nothing. Any advice?
Yeah, the key thing here is the person is contacting the wrong company. Okay, and we've talked about this on the show before. The person is contacting, and they made it clear in the email, I might have edited it out, they're contacting the courier company to find out what's happened to their parcels. But the reality is they should be contacting the company they bought the product from. Because their contract is not with the courier company. Mm. Their contract is with the company they bought the product from. And the company they bought the product from has a legal obligation to ensure that our listener gets the product into their hands. If they don't get the product into their hands, well, then it's on the company, the tech company. It's not on the courier company. So the first thing I would say to this listener is forget about contacting the courier company. And Lord knows, anybody who's had to try and make contact with a courier company, the vast majority of them can be extraordinarily difficult to make contact with. Mm. So forget about that. Just keep contacting the company that you bought the products from. They have to make good on their contract. They have to either contact the courier company on your behalf and get the courier company to make sure that the delivery is delivered to your hands, or else they have to send you another product, or else they have to give you the money back. That is the law. And okay. We have seen far too often that companies try and weasel out of it and say, oh, well, listen, the courier company says that the product was delivered. If you haven't got the product wasn't delivered. End of story. Mm. So the legal obligation is on the company, the tech company they bought the products from, and not on the courier company. Let the tech company and the courier company fight it out amongst themselves. That's not your business. You are, and if the company that you bought the product from doesn't play ball, and if they don't do what they're legally entitled to, first off, I'd contact the CCPC, Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and alert them to that fact. And then I would contact my bank and arrange for a chargeback to get the money back on the products that I paid for, but I never got.
Okay. And are some companies likely to fob you off and say it's the courier's responsibility?
Well, listen, funnily enough, my wife bought a product recently, and I'm not going to name the company because I haven't done anything with it, and I won't. Bought a product off a company, and it was never delivered. The delivery company said it had been delivered. And then the company said to my wife, well, can you prove it wasn't delivered? And I'm going, how do you prove that something didn't happen?
Yeah.
But the company still haven't played ball. They still haven't given her the product. That wasn't a massive thing. It was like maybe €60 worth of goods. It doesn't matter what it was. So she still hasn't got the €60 back. And I'm like banging my head against the wall going, I wish I could do something to help her, but unfortunately I can't.
And a lot of courier companies now send a picture of the thing outside your door or in your letterbox.
And that's all that very well and good. That, all that proves is that at one point they had left the parcel outside your door and took a photograph of it. Who knows what happened 5 minutes after they drove off. Yeah. Bottom line is, if you don't have the product, it wasn't delivered. End of story.
Okay. And your problem is with the initial company that you bought the item from. Conor, thanks very much. Pricewatch at rte.ie if you want Conor's help with any consumer issues. That's it from us.